Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Umsteigen is to change. Umsteigen, to change. How would you say I change? Ich steige um. So you see, it's a separable verb. Um is a prefix that is separated and kicked to the very end. Ich steige um. How would you say I have to, I must change? Ich muss umsteigen. You see, ich muss, I must, or I have to. Ich muss umsteigen. Here we put the verb again, together again. Umsteigen, because we have two verbs. Ich muss, I have to, and then umsteigen. Müssen is a so-called modal verb. So we use must with another verb. I have to change, I must change. Change. Ich muss umsteigen. Umsteigen is used in the infinitive form. Since we have two verbs, we follow the same rule. We have two verbs, so we kick the second one to the very end. Ich muss umsteigen. How would you say you have to change? Du musst umsteigen. How would you say you have to change now? Du musst jetzt umsteigen. You see, jetzt is in the middle. Umsteigen is kicked to the end. Here the second verb. How would you say I have to change now? Ich muss jetzt umsteigen. How would you say you have to change in a moment? Du musst gleich umsteigen. Here we can use gleich in a moment, shortly, gleich. Du musst gleich umsteigen. How would you say I have to change shortly? Ich muss gleich umsteigen. How would you say where do I have to change to? Wohin muss ich umsteigen? We say wohin, where to. Where to do I have to change? Wohin muss ich umsteigen? How would you say where to do you have to change? Wohin musst du umsteigen? How would you say you have to change to the bus? Du musst in den Bus umsteigen. You see, in German we say into the bus, in den Bus umsteigen. Why do we say den Bus when it's actually der Bus? Because in triggers the accusative. In is actually a two-way preposition, so it can trigger the accusative or dative. But since we're expressing a movement, an action, we're asking wohin, where to, it triggers accusative. And der Bus, actually, in accusative, becomes den Bus. The masculine accusative article is den. Du musst in den Bus umsteigen. How would you say I have to change to the bus? Ich muss in den Bus umsteigen. How would you say, you have to change to the bus now? Du musst jetzt in den Bus umsteigen. How would you say, I have to change to the bus shortly? Ich muss gleich in den Bus umsteigen. How would you say, you have to change to the tram? Du musst in die Bahn umsteigen. You see, here we say in die Bahn because it's die Bahn, also an accusative. Du musst in die Bahn umsteigen. How would you say you have to change from the bus to the tram. Du musst vom Bus in die Bahn umsteigen. You see, vom Bus, from the bus. Actually, it's von dem Bus. So the preposition here is von plus dem. We contract this in German and we say vom. We put it together. Von plus dem is vom. Von is a preposition that will trigger always the dative. So it's a one-way preposition, always dative. Der Bus, masculine. The dative masculine article is dem. So it's von dem Bus, or contracting it, vom Bus. Du musst vom Bus in die Bahn umsteigen. How would you say you have to change from the bus to the bus? Du musst vom Bus in den Bus umsteigen. How would you say you have to change from the tram to the bus? Du musst von der Bahn in den Bus umsteigen. You see, now it's von der, because die Bahn is feminine. Von, we said it before, is a one-way preposition. It triggers always dative. And the female dative article is the weird one. It's der. So die Bahn becomes der Bahn. So du musst von der Bahn. Du musst von der Bahn in den Bus umsteigen. How would you say you have to change from this bus to this bus? Du musst von diesem Bus in diesen Bus umsteigen. Notice here the nuance. Von diesem with an M because it's dative. Von triggers dative. In diesen with an N because here in triggers accusative. You see how beautifully detailed German is, right? Von diesem Bus in diesen Bus. Du musst von diesem Bus in diesen Bus umsteigen. How would you say you have to change from this tram to this tram? Du musst von dieser Bahn in diese Bahn umsteigen. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb konfigurieren, to set up something. Konfigurieren, to set up something. Like to set up your computer. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.